it's great to have all of you back for Women of the Future. This is episode 27, and in this particular episode, we will be looking at the controversial subject of managing jealousy. If this topic doesn't sit well with you, I don't blame you, because it's something that people do not ordinarily address, but something that a lot of people face inside themselves as well as externally on a daily basis. And Sister Denise will share with us her ideas on how to navigate the waters as far as this difficult subject is concerned. Sister Denise, I thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, this title makes me say, ouch, because it's painful to think about. It's even more difficult to deal with. And it's something that people handle with as much grace as you would a hot potato. So let's start at the beginning. There's internal jealousy, where you're jealous of someone, something outside. Let's deal with that first before we deal with that which is on the outside coming in.
What is the sign of jealousy is that you do something to harm the person you're jealous of. So you may say something harmful, you may harm their reputation, you may come up with some slander, libel, some public statement which is untrue but which damages a person's ability to pursue whatever it is the person is jealous of. If somebody's jealous of your looks, you may get acid thrown on you. If somebody's jealous of your position, you know, whatever it is that you have and someone wants and they can't have, that will raise this ugly monster of jealousy, and it will inspire the person to find a way to cause you harm. That is jealousy.
Okay, Sister Denise, how does one who is interested in spirituality and who wants to make peace with themselves deal with the fact that I am jealous of so-and-so? How do you deal with it if you have it in you and you know that this is not something that you would like to do? It's not a quality that you're proud of.
You know, I haven't actually really experienced being jealous of someone about something, because I'm so busy on the inside of my life, you know, so it's a great protection for that. But I think that comparison, when you compare yourself with others and you find yourself either better than someone, in which case that's okay, but if you think someone's better than you, that makes you not okay. So a person doesn't like to be not okay. And if the existence of someone makes you not okay, just their very existence, it creates this feeling of dislike, you see. And you will try anything to damage them. If a person experiences a feeling of dislike for someone, you have to really think about, why do you dislike that person? And I think spirituality teaches us that human beings are all very, very different. And every single one of us humans is endowed with particular qualities, and all of us also have to deal with particular deficiencies, defects, darkness, these type of things. And of course, everybody has an ego, the ego mask, you know. When you're looking out at other people, to be able to see them without judging them, oh, this one is better than or worse than, I think we do have to be a good judge of character, just for our own protection and in order to be able to make good decisions when it involves people. That's very essential. But there's a difference between being a good judge of character and being sort of emotionally carried away when you see that someone is excelling and that is making me look bad, you see. It's really to do with this comparison. Or you get in the world of, you know, people who are socially climbing or They want to become rich, and so they look at the other people who also want to become rich, and they see, are they getting richer or am I getting richer? And it's all about that. So the whole focus goes away from the self as a being to this desire that you have. So in spirituality, it's very often said, don't have desires. Discover yourself. Be true to yourself. And whatever everybody else is, it's none of your business. We can do that. I think jealousy won't come along.
Okay, Sister Denise, if one is on the receiving end of jealousy, how does one maintain one's equanimity? And I'm not being judgmental in this instance, but women and jealousy, that's very common globally, very, very common. Okay, so what is your take on that?
Men and jealousy is a different type of jealousy.
Yeah.
But there is jealousy there too.
Yeah.
And it has to do with professional jealousy or sexual jealousy. Women and jealousy has to do with, do I look better or do you look better? Do I have more or do you have more? It's all to do with, I suppose, looking good syndrome. So if you're on the receiving end of jealousy, how will you know is the person who's jealous of you will make comments about your self or your house or your dress or your achievements or whatever it is that are derogatory, that are designed to be cutting, to hurt, you know, because the characteristic of jealousy is it makes you want to harm the other person. So where somebody is saying something that's really cutting, harmful, derogatory or whatever, you need to be quite rapid to realize what's going on, that what's happening is a person's jealous of you. Sometimes one of the things that you can do is keep a very low profile. Another thing you can do is really look at your humility, because if a person is arrogant about their achievements, that will attract jealousy because you're sort of showing it off, and that will really upset somebody who doesn't have it. If you receive a lot of rewards and awards for your accomplishments, so the spotlight goes on you, that will also attract jealousy. So when something like that happens, it's very important to sort of share the reward with others, share the spotlight with others, draw attention to the other people who were part of it, so you're not taking the complete credit for something. So these are some of the ways, you know, that you deal with it. But I think also if somebody's jealous of you and then they start to develop hatred and they start to plot against you, plot your demise, whatever it is, you know, this is an escalating thing. It doesn't matter how nice you are to them or how humble you are or whatever, it will not deter them. And then you have to develop your powers of tolerance and endurance and learn how to protect yourself from that.
What you've done thus far is enunciate how someone should deal internally with jealousy. Is action ever required on the part of the recipient of jealousy? Words, action, is that ever required?
I think sometimes yes.
And what kind of action are you referring to?
Well, a person is jealous of you, they'll start to do things to cause you damage. You may need to do something to stop that. You may need to draw attention to the fact that this is going on and, excuse me, this is not right, you know, because if something's not right, you have absolute right to do what you can to stop it. I think it's very important for a person to learn how to defend themselves. I think especially in women, we're not really very developed in that.
Yeah. So, Sister Denise, the easiest reaction to being the recipient of jealousy is that it emerges negative feelings inside. because of the imbalance of things. How does one deal with that?
Well, somebody's jealous of you, they'll send really nasty vibrations and words and messages, and they may try to do some character assassination. All sorts of things can happen. And in such a case, you have to really hold your own, be in your own self-respect. Because there is a spiritual law at work here which says that, you know, truth will prevail. So that means whatever falsehood is spoken about you or to you due to jealousy, it can't stay for very long. It may stay for quite long, so you just hold your own while it's there until it falls away. Because something untrue cannot persist. That's a sort of definition between truth and untruth. Truth will persist, untruth will not. And there's a little saying in India that even when covered in dust, a diamond's shine will always show itself.
That's a very beautiful analogy. I have to ask this. How does one manage one's feelings in a situation that you just described? Because that's the worst part.
Well, I think it depends on how you take it, you see. If someone intends to hurt your feelings, you have to be sharp to catch it before it actually penetrates your heart and actually hurts your feelings. So that's a matter of rapid response. And that's a matter of power of discernment, power of judgment. And even if something has gone in and aroused unpleasant feelings, you have to bring to bear your intellect on this and tell yourself, look, here's a person who has jealousy. They've done this because they figured out where you're soft, and don't go for it. Really talk to yourself about this so that you just drop it.
Sister Denise, you've mentioned this before, and I'd like to take this further. Self-talk. Tell us more about that. I like that concept very much. In the good old days, self-talk was regarded as an aspect of insanity. And now you're giving us a different take on that. We all talk to ourselves, whether we want to admit it or not. How, in this situation, does one use self-talk to promote oneself, protect, recover, keep the demons at bay? How do you do that?
Well, of course, there's always a lot going on in your mind. We think, we talk to ourselves. There are different parts of consciousness, the mind, the intellect, different people inside, because of the different roles we play, the different masks we adopt, and so on. And some of us are very analytical. I'm a more analytical type, and maybe the feelings have been hurt, and they come up with, oh, ho, and then the intellect will say, well, yeah, but you understand why this happened, so don't take it personally. And so it's almost as if there's two or three people inside, the one, the real you, the one who is the master, the spirit, the soul, the empowered one, has to make sure that all the different parts of consciousness are operating in a real way, in a relevant way, and don't get out of order, out of hand, because of somebody else's bad behavior.
Okay, so Sister Denise, you said that in certain situations, words are needed, in certain situations, actions are needed. How do you do this and still protect your dignity?
Well, that's an art of diplomacy.
Which some of us do not have.
Well, it's a very good thing to acquire, you know. I think one of the purposes of life is to decorate oneself with skills and qualities and specialities and so on. So learning how to protect oneself diplomatically and powerfully, how to be logical, rational, sensitive, all of the various aspects in good balance so that, you know, you play the game to win.
But what, I beg your pardon, what game are you referring to?
Game of life.
How do you win in this situation? What do you mean? How do you emerge the victor?
The one who is ahead in a situation of jealousy, well, the person who's jealous stops being jealous, you win. You do not take to heart the harm that the person has done, so you neutralize it, you win. You know, because the game is this, it's like tennis, you know, someone throws the ball to you, you send it back. Somebody who's jealous will do something to harm you so that they provoke a reaction in you that makes you look really bad, because otherwise they look really bad. But if you maintain your dignity and you don't get provoked or you don't take it personally, then the negativity goes back where it came from. So you have won.
Hmm. Esther Denise, how does one invoke the assistance of the divine in a situation like this?
Well, one of the things the divine does for you is to enable you to be who you really are. When you are in away from yourself, away from your self-respect, you're very vulnerable. And so you can be easily taken off balance or provoked so that you have a reaction that shows you to be weak or incompetent or whatever, you see. And the divine will constantly guide you, train you, teach you to give a lot of importance to your real self and really distinguish between the ego mask and the real self and hold steady and stable in your self-honor. This is the beauty and generosity of the divine.
That sounds quite lovely. So Denise, in terms of the protection that you mentioned earlier, take us through that inner body work that you were referring to in a previous episode that you could set up to protect yourself by creating a barrier around you that will protect yourself from from negativity on the outside. Does one do such a thing in a situation like this?
Well, yes, you do. You do create like a ball of light, and you stay within that. And sometimes when people are jealous, they want to do serious physical harm and psychic harm, all kinds of funny things. And when you do this, which is done by yoga, you create a film that is impenetrable. And so those arrows just don't go through and they just drop down. And then the person who wishes you harm is left with the harm that they wish to do you. So that can be done. I think also one thing that's very important is when you know that somebody wishes you harm, it disempowers you, because people feel, oh, somebody wants to harm me. They get afraid, you see. In the face of that, you have to be very courageous and hold your own and stand for what you are, and that's that, you know, irrespective of the harm anyone wants to do to you. And even if somebody does, you know, succeed in wrecking your reputation or whatever, but with courage, you just stand up. And you may need a bit of patience, because it may be that they're successful and everybody turns against you and joins along with the false accusations and so on. And for that, you have to have just this perseverance and a resilience to just stand where you are and keep moving. And sooner or later, all of that will go away, and eventually people will recognize you for what you are. It's not sort of necessary for you to get recognition, but recognition will come where it's due, but you're not dependent on it because you know what you are.
Okay, Sister Denise, I think we have come to the end of this very interesting subject. Painful for many women to listen to, because they're either ones who have jealousy inside for someone else, or jealousy that's coming to them from the outside. Sister Denise, we've spoken thus far of jealousy from inside and from outside. What about male jealousy on females? We have many women listening to you right now who are climbing up the corporate ladder, who are very successful in their careers, and for that reason invoke jealousy from their male counterparts. How does one deal with that?
They will do things to harm you specifically as a woman, and they will accuse you of all kinds of unethical means of gaining your position. They will slight your intellectual ability, your skills, your other abilities. But another area which is really harmful is where a man becomes jealous and accuses his wife or girlfriend of, you know, looking at somebody else or whatever. So this jealousy that is sort of an insane behavior from possessiveness, which is a very strong thing that gives a lot of hardship to women, where there's nothing there, but it's all in the man's mind that you're not giving me enough attention, therefore it means you're thinking about somebody else. You know, this is a very horrible thing, but very common.
And how does one deal with that situation? Do you stick around someone like that? Do you walk away from someone like that? Do you retaliate?
It depends very much on the situation, but there are many women who somebody decides you belong to me, they will be predatory, they will stalk them, they will imprison them, they will do all sorts of really, really strange things. There, I think the woman has to take sometimes the help of the law, sometimes to get police protection, as far as possible to walk away, but sometimes that's within a marriage. And when that happens within a marriage, the system of governance, the system of the law says, you know, we're not going to go in there because that's the home. We don't go in the home. And there is where the situation of women can be really bad and without protection. And this is where I think the laws might need to be reconsidered.
In what way?
Well, there are many communities where a woman who is being harshly treated due to her husband's jealousy, she has no protection from the law.
That's true. That's true. And Sister Denise, I find it even more interesting from an academic point of view as to why a woman would stay in such a relationship, but that's a whole different subject for another day.
Yes, well, of course, she stays in the situation because she's financially dependent, because the rest of the society would punish her for moving away. They tell her you have to endure however bad it is. It must be okay because he's your husband and he's good, so therefore whatever he does is good. And if you don't like it, there's something wrong with you. That is the message she gets.
Okay, so a woman should be protecting herself from jealousy from male counterparts, because the venom that comes to her is as toxic as female jealousy.
Maybe sometimes more toxic, and maybe sometimes, you know, he can kill her. That also happens.
Yes, it has.
So she needs physical protection, and the society needs to give the men a message that this is not allowed, this is not acceptable, this kind of behavior. But at the moment, society condones it. That's a problem. I think the women of the future will not have to deal with this. But the women of the present, the women of the past, this is one of the big differences between the legacy of the past and what we're trying to create in the future.
So, Sister Denise, thank you so much for what you've shared today. This is a very controversial subject, managing jealousy. It's not something that we talk about or even allow ourselves to think about, because it's painful to think about this. But if you find yourself in a situation where you're jealous of someone, or someone, be it a male or female, has shown jealousy towards you, you should be protecting yourself from this negative and dark energy. And I do wish you Godspeed in your spiritual journey. Thank you so much for joining us, and goodbye.